We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Taf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of a line. The Gemara wants to learn Makar for three Dayanim. What's the Makar? We mentioned a little bit on Taf Beis and Beis, but now the Gemara going more Barichas. What's the Makar for three Dayanim? Shloisha Menolam. The Tana Rabban learned in the Brais. The Pasuk says like this. This Pasuk is in the Pasuk of Shemrim. So one pasuk says, "Im lo yimotzei hagano v'nikra v'alabayis elohalohim, im lo yisholach yodoi v'malech Yisrael." That's one pasuk. Harekan echad. It says, "V'nikra v'alabayis elohim." That's one. There's another pasuk. It says twice elohim that pasuk. Al kol v'ar pesha v'al shor, al kol v'ar pesha al shor al chamor ase al samu al kol aveda shuye mekiuze. Ado elohim yovid v'ashneim asher yashiyun elohim yisholam shneim l'reil. It says twice. In the Pasuk Elohim, altogether three. So, Arekan Shloisha, Divri Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that it says altogether three times Elohim, so you know we need three Dayanim. Rabbi Yenis and Omer, Rishoin Tchilo Nema, Vein Darshan Tchilos. The first Elohim, you can't darshan that for Dayan because it's Ein Darshan Tchilos. Rashi learns what it means, Ein Darshan Tchilos. You look at Rashi 3 lines on the top, he says, Ein darsh tchilas dominion, the legufei asa, the lebayim mumchin, the lehim loshen gedula v'rabanus. It's a little bit of a shver Rashi, maybe we'll get back to it. But Rashi says the vart of ein darsh tchilas is that since you need a legufei, if you need a legufei, so therefore you can't darshen it for the number of how many dinam you need, so you only darshen the other two. So Rashi says the version tchilas nam ein darsh tchilas. Elo ad lehim yovid darsh neim harei. Kan echad. That's the first one of the second pasuk. Asher yeshin elohim arekan shnayim. All together, two dayanim. Ve'ein bezdin shokol. And you can't have an even bezdin because then if it's one on one, you're not going to be a stalemate. So masifim aleim oidechad arekan shloisha. If we need a third dayan, and that's the makar for three. So Rav Yeshua learns that the makar for three is the three times elohim. And Rav Yenison says no. There's only two, but and the third one is ein bezdin shokol. So Gemara says, "Name of a darshan tchilas kamifagi is the machlokes darshan tchilas." I guess the Gemara is named on that. Usually, we all hold the ain darshan tchilas. So he's saying here, is that the machlokes here? To mean to say is Rabbi Yeshua holds darshan tchilas. So the Gemara saw a darshan tchilas, the Gemara saw a ain darshan tchilas. Is that the machlokes if you could darshan the first word or not? So Gemara loy, no. The kuliyama ain darshan tchilas. Everyone agrees that the first time it says the word elihim, it's you need it for. That it's a mumcha, you need for the gufei, you don't darshan it. So what's the machlekes? Amlach Rav Yeshua and Cain, name mikrov nikra balabayis al shayfet. The pasuk should have said, use the lashon shayfet. Nikra balabayis al shayfet. Mayel elohim, why say elohim? And then it says twice again the same word. Shema minyana l'minyana, must be for minyana. Because it should have said al shayfet. But now that it said elohim in the first time, it must be, it's there to be included with the other two, altogether to have three dayanim. And that's enough, you know, from the pasuk alone to the three dayanim. But Rabbi Yenison, lishadahama nakat. The lashon elohim didn't say shayfet because once it lishadahama nakat, kadama inchi, man de isle dina likarev ligabe dayna. The one who has a din goes to the dayan, which Rashi explains. Ligabe dayna, etzel dayan harogav la etzel hedit. So it seems like Rabbi Yenison is trying to say is that if it said Allah shayfet, you wouldn't know. You would not know that it means a mumcha. You would think it means any, even a hedyet. Kamash v'lo elohim that you need a mumcha, you need a gufei. And therefore, only the second two can be used for a drasha. So Tosfos asks from this little Gemara here, not like Rashi, the way Rashi said Darshan Tchilas. Rashi said that Darshan, Ein Darshan Tchilas is only when you learn out a mumcha from there. But L'chaira, here it's Mevuyer that even though the word shayfet would not mean that, still the Gemara held that would be in darshan tchilas. Even in such a case, there, even in darshan tchilas, that would be the case. He says, "Look at the tatas inside a little bit if you want." Pirish v'kunt is the tatas. Because the neitzrich l'mumchen v'kasha the masik the kuliyam in darshan tchilas. Rabbi Yeshua Amalach imkein nichtev kra el hashayfet. When he says like this, he's asking like this, that Rabbi Yeshua said that if it was classic Ein Darshan Tchilos, It should have said just Allah Shayfit. But if we said Allah Shayfit, you wouldn't know. It wouldn't be legufik. What are we teaching us? Rashi learns Eder Tchilas means only if it teaches us a lesson. There's two ways to learn Eder Tchilas. One way is that the first time it says something, it never counts as a number. That we learn Pashup Shat. Ein Darshan Tchilas. Rashi doesn't learn simple Ein Darshan Tchilas. Rashi learns Ein Darshan Tchilas only means if I need it for something to teach us something extra. I need it for Elihim to tell us Mumchen, so he can't tell us the number. But he has a question from the Gemara. The Gemara is Mashma that Rabbi Yeshua says that, what do you mean? If it wasn't teaching us a number, it should have taught us, if it was not teaching us a number, it should have taught us that, it should have said Allah Shayfet. What do you mean? It couldn't say Allah Shayfet. Because you had to say Elohim to teach us Mumcha. So that's Tosis Kasha on Rashi. If you didn't get it, forget it. Just, let's keep it simple. Well, Tosis. Okay. So, Kitza, the bottom line is, back to Agamara, that we are learning Agamara is that Mechlekes V'Yerinus and Reisha is, do you dash in the first Elohim or not? That's the Shiloh. We're saying, L'Kulam Ha'Yedar Shetchilas. Only Rabbi Yeshua dash in Shetchilas is because it switched the Lashon from Shoyfet Elohim. That's what comes out. So, the Gemara Vayta. So, it comes out that Rabbi Yeshua needs a Pasuk for the third Dayan, right? Need a Pasuk for that, Rabbi Yeshua holds. Now, why couldn't he learn like Rabbi Yenison? What do you need a third pasuk for? Just say two, and automatically I know three. You know why? Because Ein Bezdin Shakel. Tomorrow's Akasha, Rabbi Yeshua, Les Lei Bezdin Noita. Does Rabbi Yeshua hold there's no such a thing as having to have a third dying anyway? But Tanya, it's a pasuk. But Tanya, listen, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar. The pasuk says that lintois achre rabim lahatos, and we darshim from there. Tatayra amra aselucha bezden noita. So the kash is Rabbi Yeshua needs a third elohim to teach us the third dayin. The Gemara is asking, why do I need that? Just tell me two, and I automatically know you need three, because it's the araisa that you need three dayanim. What's the araisa? So the pasuk says lintois achi rabim lahatos. From this pasuk, we learn that there's a din that bezdin noita. You have to have a bezdin that's uneven, that could be weighed to one side. So that's the kasha reishu. Why need a third pasuk? The Gemara answers shavala krav Yehuda. The omas shivin. We hold the krav Yehuda of our mishnah that holds you have a bezdin of 70, which is an even number. The Tanya says in our Mishnah, Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Hoysa Shal Shivim Ve'echad, and Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Shivim. So, since Rabbi Yehuda says Shivim, so you see, he holds, you do not need Noita, and that's how Rabbi Yeshua holds, like that Shita. The Mar is going to ask the Kashi, we do the Pasuk. He dies about something else. But he holds like this, he'll lose the Pasuk something else. Freit the Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda is not like a Klar, because Aymer the Shamat Leila, Rabbi Yehuda, Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the Ksivi Kroi. Maybe really Rabbi Yehuda holds from the learns of the pasuk lintos you have to have a bezin noita. What's pshat by Sanhedrin? You can have 70. So first a pasuk. It says esvali shivim zkenim. So it says clear shivimish. It says clear. Yeah, they gather 70-ish. So it's a first a pasuk. So who said b'sharbei didn't miss shamalei? All the bezin holds you have to have noita. What's the raya from there? So why is Rish saying it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda made us know like that. And if you're going to tell me there's no difference, Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Vatanya, we learned in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Smichas Zekenim Va'arifas Eglo B'Shloisha, the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda M'chamisha. Who is this fight? Remember my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Where did he get this number? So, he learns from the Pasuk. It says, V'somchu, this Pasuk is by the par ham davar shetzivu, which is smichas zekenim. Eglar rufa means measuring. Smichas zekenim is a par ham davar shetzivu. The pasuk says v'somchu ziknei eider esideim al reisha parafnei Hashem v'shachas parafnei Hashem. So we darshim v'somchu shnayim ziknei shnayim. So it's four. Ve'im bezin shalkum esivim le'raydachah. The reikan hey. So you see, Klar Rabbi Yehuda holds that. This didn't Ein Bezdin Shakel himself he holds. We said Rabbi Yehoshua is going to say that I need all three because maybe it's two. We find Rabbi Yehuda holds Shivim is 70. Mar says no, there it's the first apostle Shivim. But Bashar, by Beidin Taka needs uneven number. And Haraya, what's the Makar for five by Smichas Kenim? Because it says Besamku and Ziknu is only four. And it says the fifth one is from Bezdin Noita. I can ask me, Del Chero has a pasuk shaila bezdin noita by some who is kenim. Are they making a din Torah there? They're putting their hands on top of a behemah. So you can't have four people do that. You have to have, what's the drasha? So Zokta Magoli Sayam, the Rashi answers this kasha. If you look at Rashi, the Ramaskal Vaim Bezdin Shokel, it's like a middle domid, Vaim Bezdin Shokel, Vistam Zakainim Bezdin Mashma. He says, the Pasuk says Zikne. Zikne usually means a Bezdin. So if it's a Bezdin, it can't be Shokel. What? No. He's saying every Bezdin can be Shokel. It's five already. It's more than a Bezdin, but three is a Bezdin. He's saying can't be, just like a Bezdin can't be Shokel, this can't be Shokel. But see, he holds a can of Bezdin Shokel. Avad, this is not Din Torah. But you see a Bezdin Shokel? That's a Rashi answer to Gasha. Zog to Gemara, the Rav Yosha Adif from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosha is better than Rav Yehuda. These are Rav Yehuda, I'm saying, Hedra Gedera last day, only by Hedra Gedera law, he doesn't hold of, does not hold of Bezdin Noita. Habashar beidina isli. You have to have bezin night. You have to have an uneven number. Rabbi Yoshiya b'shar beidina nami lestlei. Rabbi Yoshiya holds by other bate dinim. Also, there is no din of noita. Okay, but the question is, what is do that pasuk like we asked before? So Rabbi Yoshiya holds there's no such thing as bezin night. That's when you need three elihims for dayanim. So what is do with the pasuk of lintois acher rab lahatos? Vela hai lintois by avidlei. Mukim law of a din in the fashois. He's that designed the pasuk of lintois that he agrees that he can't have a even bezdin, a bezdin shokel, that's by din in the fashois. Aval b'din in mamunis law, din in mamunis, you could have a bezdin shokel technically. Freit the Gemara, el hod the tenar, we'll into the Mishnah. Shnaim oimrim zaka vechra machayiv. If you have a bezdin of three, two say zakai vechra machayiv, the loch is zakai. He wins. He's innocent. If two say chayiv, then he's chayiv to pay. So you see by mamunus that two is enough. L'chayra, fear of Yeshua, the din three is a pasuk. There's a din three dayanim. So you need three dayanim. L'chayra, they all have to say the same thing. You can't say you go basa roiv in shukais. Bishlama, if it's din bezin shakal, I understand. But here, it's learned of a pasuk. You need three times elihim. So l'chayra, why should it work with two? Name it like Rav Yeshua. So my answer is, no, this Mishnah stims Rav Yeshua also. I feel the Rav Yeshua, my is like Kavachayim with Dina Fashas. Ma Dina Fashas de Chamiri. Ma Dina Fashas de Chomer, you're killing someone. Omrach Malazel Basaruba, you go Basaroiv. Dina Mamunas a Kalshgain. But the mamunus, of course, you go basaroiv. Echanami beetsem, it shouldn't work because you need three. But the ma'isa, just like within the fashas, we go basaroiv. Here also, we go basaroiv, and therefore, even by two against one, even if it's not all three, that will be the psak. So Dr. Gemara, vayta tana rabbanim. Dine mamunus b'shloisha. Like our Mishnah says, dine mamunus b'shloisha. You need three dayanim for dine mamunus. Rabbi Yomer b'chamisha. Rabbi says you need five dayanim. In order to have a Gemara Din with three. So the Gemara says, Otu v'shlosha miloi gomar dina v'trei. Or we have three, Bezdin of three. You're sitting down with three people. Why isn't that called Gemara Din with three? Miloi gomar dina v'trei. Hachakomar v'prei she Gemara Din v'shlosha. Which means that the final verdict has to be with three people saying that way. Alma kasova tlosa kiksivi begamaradina ksivi. So we're assuming that Pshat and Rebbe is. Why is it saying nichamisha? We said the reason in nichamisha is because you have to have the gemaradin. The final verdict has to be a three. So it must be Rebbe holds when the psukim teach us the number of dayanim. It's going on the gemaradin. That turns out, right? When the pasuk says three times lehim, it means for the Gemara. That's what Rebbe's learning. So, freight the Gemara, ma megadav bar Ravo. Ravo had a kash on this. He says el miato. What does it say by Hedrik there? It says 70. So she need a verdict with 70. So how many dayanim do you need? She need 141. El miato tehei sen Hedrik gedayla tricha meyav abam ve'echad. 141, because you have to have the verdict with 70. And if it's 140, then you have a bezin shakel. You need 141. Kadesh yigamar din v'shem ve'echad, or it's going like my name. We need 71. So you need 71 to be gamar din with 71. And with the hey, so hodri katana tzurichan abam v'chamisha. You should say katana. You should need 45. Why? Because you need 23. And you have to have at least 45. Because you go my dimishloish vashram. So he's asking that it can't be that the pasuk when it says dayana means the gemara din. Ella must be what? Esvali shivmish. It's all part of Ravov's kasha. He's saying it must be elamai what? Esli shivmish amrachmana mishasa sifa shivim. And if shoftu eda of etzilu eda nami, that says you learn from the 23, mishas shvita seida, from when you sit down to the bezdin. Hachinami, here also, nikar bal bayis Elohim, mishas kreva shloisha. So what's pshat in Rebbe? What's pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe said, kesh yagamah dem shloisha, it sounds like he's learning the psukim, still learning gemara din. It's not true. We all know that 70 is enough for Sanhedrin Gedolah, and 23 is enough for Sanhedrin Ketana. As far as it says, Elohim in time of the Rebbe, a new drasha. New drasha. In that pasuk, it says Elohim twice. It says Asher. The second half says Asher Yeshiun Elohim Misham Shtam Reu. And pshat is like this: the first one we're not darshaning. The first one of the pasuk before ain't darshan trilas. The second pasuk is twice Elohim. So we say like this: since the second Asher Yeshiun Elohim is Loshen Rabim, so it must be it's two dayanim. Asher Yeshiun is Loshen Rabim. So since the second Elohim is two dayanim, the first Elohim is two dayanim. Altogether four. Vein Bezin Shakol you five. Elohim time the Rebbe Asher Yeshiun Elohim Trei. Nem Elohim Lamata, Nem Elohim Maila. It says in the same pasuk, Elohim Lamata, on the end of the pasuk, it says Elohim Maila, Ma Lamata. It's Shnayim, because it says Asher Yeshiun Elohim, Af Lamaila Shnayim. The one on top is also two. Ve'ein Bezdin Shakel, Mesifin Lein Oidach, Arekan Chamisha. So it comes out, the free Rebbe, well, how do you know it's Makar for Chamisha? Makar for Chamisha is very simple, because it says Asher Yeshiun, and therefore you need fart. Either Rabbanon, on top of Dalma, Rabbanon, Yeshiun Ksiv. It doesn't say in the, if you look at the pasuk, there's no vav in the Yashiun. It's just read that way. So there's a machlokes, yesh im lemikra, yesh im lemesiris. So Rebbe is going, yesh im lemikra, you read it as Yashiun. So it's Loshen Rabbim. Rabbanan say, look at the mesiris, how it's written, without the vav, Yashiun. So it's only one. Therefore, only two altogether, and in Bez Night, you have three. That's how the Rabbanan learn. And Rebbe holds it's five. So it comes out, why does Rebbe hold five? Because of a pasuk. The only problem is, if you look at the Brice says, why does Rebbe say five? Kadesh yigomar adin b'shloisha. It's not the reason. The reason is because the Pasuk says you need five. Four and then Bezen Shaka. What's going on? That's why I freak the Yadrima. So he answers like this. L'fisha kosu mechiyach shesharach arba, v'mata oime kein, if you do that, pa'omim shenechku l'chatzom, v'en kan Bezen Noita, l'fikach tzorach, hey, kadesh yebezdin noita v'yigomar adim eshloisha. What he means to say kadesh yebezdin noita means go for this din of bezdin shakel. He says you need five and not four kadesh yigomar adim eshloisha. So he should be able to have a gemar adim eshloisha. So he means to say, but the reason is from the pasuk. The reason is because of the pasuk. The pasuk has four. Now why do you need five in bezdin shakel? When Rebbe says the words kadesh yigomar adim eshloisha, he is meramis to that. That you need to have bezdin has to be gemar adim with three, and therefore you need five people. Because you have to be able to have a Gemara Din with three, which is the Rabbim, and it's not a Bezdin Shakel.